Afghanistan's security situation is challenging, says NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen. He says even though the alliance is holding increasingly more territory, NATO's pullout will be gradual.
It will not be a run for the exit. What will happen is that we hand over lead responsibility to the Afghans, and our soldiers will then move into a more supportive role.
Rasmussen expects the transfer of responsibility to begin this year. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said much of NATO's ministerial discussion focused on training the Afghan security forces. She, too, was cautious.
So I don't think we should expect the Afghans to meet an impossible standard. But what we can expect and what we are working toward achieving is an Afghan national security force, military and police, that is able to protect the people and create a sense of confidence in their capacity.
Clinton and Rasmussen said the alliance seeks greater cooperation with Russia. Moscow has been opposed to the expansion of NATO. Former Soviet satellite countries and republics, including Estonia, have recently joined the alliance. Rasmussen urged Russia to join NATO in deploying a common missile defense shield to protect the Euro-Atlantic region. Russia opposed a Bush administration missile defense plan as a threat to its security. But Rasmussen said Russia can now provide facilities for such a project.
We should initiate a transparent process, a process in which we consult with Russia. Obviously, at the end of the day, it's for NATO to take decisions on a NATO missile defense system. But what ministers agreed at this meeting was to initiate a dialogue with Russia.
On Thursday, Secretary Clinton ruled out early withdrawal of U.S. tactical nuclear weapons from Europe, a decision supported by NATO's newest members, the former Soviet satellite countries. Also, Bosnia-Herzegovina was granted the alliance's membership action plan that could lead to Bosnia's full membership. But the Balkan country must fulfill conditions for safeguarding its ammunition and arms. Peter Fidinski, VOA News, Tallinn.